Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Well, good afternoon, Inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I am so happy to have you here with us today and so excited to be dedicating this hour to you all over the world. Every one of our listeners, this hour is for you. Of course, every week it's for you, but today we're going to be dedicating our topics of conversation to everything it is that you'd like to talk about, whether it be questions, psychic guidance that you're looking for, or just talking about spiritual topics. Again, this hour is for you. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia, and also in Encino, California, where the goal is always to work on raising consciousness one soul at a time. If there's anything that I can do to help you in the way of readings, energy healings, or hypnotherapy, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I would love to hear from you. I love the work that I do, and I love the clients that I get to work with. So check out what I'm up to here every Wednesdays, but you can also find that out at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements. I will be doing readings at the Alchemist Bookstore in Richmond at Stony Point Fashion Center this Saturday the 14th and also Friday the 27th. So if you'd like a reading, you can book your session now. Also, if you're just in the area and you wanted to stop in and visit the bookstore, say hi, introduce yourself, I would love to see you there as well. Leading into next month, I do have another date I'd like to share with you on Saturday, November 11th. I will be at the Richmond Mind Body Spirit event, where I will be also doing readings all day there as well. There's going to be a lot of different practitioners doing a lot of different great things there. I'm just going to be one of them, but I'll be doing the readings if you'd like one. So just a heads up on that. And, of course, every week joining me live from the beautiful state of Washington is my co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Mark, how's it going over there? So nice to see you live.
I know. Hi, Kim. Hi, Inspired listeners. I'm looking forward to this show. I'm just sharing the page out real quick. We're on Facebook Live, guys, so I'm actually getting to see Kim through the video format of Facebook Live, and we're live on the air through internet radio. So we're kind of doing two things today, tracking your questions through our Facebook page, through Facebook Live, and our way to interact with you on a live global platform. So this is really cool. So I've shared out to a couple pages. If you guys, Inspired listeners out there, if you'd be so kind to subscribe, we're going to start doing these live videos more. And if you can subscribe to it or share out, that would help us in growing this spiritual community and also the Inspired Living radio show. I know that we do have a caller already waiting, so we're going to get to our caller here in just a second. But if you want to call in, this is our hour dedicated to you, the Inspired listeners all around the globe. The number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. You can call in to the radio station. You can also go to our Facebook page right now, which is a closed community called Inspired Living Radio. ask to join that community and post your question there. We already have a question posted on that page as well. And we will be taking calls today. We'll be answering your questions, free readings, spiritual conversations. And it's just kind of, it's fun to be able to do this Facebook Live, Kim. This is something different. We've only done this once before. So we're getting better at doing Facebook Live and doing the split screen. So we do have a couple people on with us right now. So just saying hello to whoever is I don't know if I can actually see them. But if we get some comments, we'll be able to see those as well come up on the Facebook Live. If you want to interact with us besides the call-in line and Facebook Live, you can also just get on the internet and listen to this live through the internet anywhere around the world on any device, no password or username needed. You can follow us on social media. We can be found at Facebook, which is Inspired Living Radio, Twitter, and Instagram, and the handle for that page is Inspired For Us, so that's the number 4, and also Google Plus community pages. Those are our 4 main outlets for social media. If you don't catch the live show with us every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, you can catch the encore shows that go through the week over on Ohm Times Radio, internet. You can also go to the archives and pull up any of the archive shows. We've done over 100 shows now, over 2 years worth of shows of Inspired Living Radio, which is just crazy to me. So I'm starting to see some of the hearts and likes coming through, so that's awesome. You can catch any of our encore shows through iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, YouTube, marklaneheart.com, and lovefirst.info, where I have my favorite shows, and I know, Kim, you have your favorite shows. If you want to work with me directly here in Seattle, Washington, or the beautiful Pacific Northwest, please visit marklaneheart.com, internet search the Intuitive Prospector. You can also find me at Best American Psychics and Best Psychic Directory. I will be in the Boston area. I actually leave tomorrow, Kim. I fly out early morning. I will be doing a spiritual event in Boston, so Friday night demonstration and mediumship. If you can go to the page and sign up, we have 198 people interested in attending that event. We can only hold 60, so please get your seat because it's gonna go quick if you're in the Boston area. And then I'll be doing private readings on Saturday, and then Sunday a private closed circle that's already sold out of Spirit with Spirit. So we'll be having a glass of wine and communicating with those that need to come through. So I'm looking forward to heading out to Boston and hanging out with the awesome and amazing people in Boston, Massachusetts. And again, visit marklaneheart.com for more information, phone numbers, and links. So, Kim, we're in October, and we have a positive affirmation for October. And that positive affirmation is, today I create a wonderful new day and a wonderful new future. And that's the Inspired Living positive affirmation for the month of October. Today I create a wonderful new day and a wonderful new future. I'm going to turn it back over to you just so I can monitor some of the comments coming in on Facebook Live. And also we have a caller waiting, and I'm going to get their name and bring them in here in just 1 second.
So, Mark, I think that our inspired affirmation for the month is a real timely one, given everything that is going on in the world mm-hmm. today around us, from the tragic events to the scandals to natural disasters that are happening here. We've got California up in flames, Northern California, also part of Southern California. There's a lot happening around us all over the country, all over the world. It's like every day we wake up to new news. But it's also really important to be reminded that there's a lot of good happening in the world, too. So no matter what may be disheartening on the news, we have to remember that there's also a lot of good things happening, blessings that are taking place, people that are heroes putting their own lives on the line to help one another, to come to each other's support and aid. And so those are all good things. But in times that are challenging and difficult, it is important to remember that each one of us are empowered creators. That's what we came into this lifetime to do, is to experience that within ourselves, to remember who it is we are and our ability to create change within ourselves and also in the world. And so just that affirmation that today I create a wonderful new day and a wonderful new future. Every single day we are given choices and also responsibility that comes with choices. Whether it is we choose to do something or choose not to do something, there's responsibility attached to both of those. But, you know, it's a good reminder that we can make a difference. And I remember, Mark, our very first guest here on Inspired Living 100-plus episodes ago, Panache Desai. It was a memorable one, and for those of you who are familiar with his work, you know that he did beautiful work out there. We've seen him on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday. I think that's kind of where he started to gain some of his popularity, or people became aware of his work. And I specifically remember somebody saying, you know, they'd asked him, well, with things that are happening in the world, I mean, how is it that we can make a difference when some of the things that are happening feel like it's on such a grand scale? How can little old me make a difference? And he said the main gist that I got from his message was that we have to be responsible for ourselves, that we have to live our lives being the best version of ourselves, where we're living at the highest point within ourselves. So all that we're doing is in the best and highest good for all involved. And that is how we make a difference on a micro level, but also on a macro level, since we are all connected. What I do affects the next person, affects the next person, and so on. What you do does the same. And so the best thing that we can do is to go within, is to make sure that we are making all the right choices and doing all the right things. With that said, we're going into our first break, and we will be back in 2 minutes. And I think when we come back from this break, we're going to be ready for our first caller. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life, ones that make you smile, ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. You have to bear with us. We've got a lot of moving pieces here. We're on Facebook Live. We're doing the live show. We're going back and forth. Mark's on his end of the coast. I'm on mine. So anyways, it's good
together,
to be back.
Right? We're all,
coming together. There you go. So I believe, Mark, you said we do have a caller that is waiting come on air.
Yeah, we have Jill from Florida. Jill, if you can hear us, we'd like to welcome you to Inspired Living Radio. You're on live on the internet, and you're also live on Facebook Live. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
So whereabouts in Florida
are you
from?
How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
Hi, Jill.
Awesome. Hi, how are you? In St. Pete.
Good.
Okay, St. Pete. Okay, and what is your question? How can we help you today?
I was wondering if I've already met my soulmate, or when will I meet my soulmate if I haven't already met him?
Okay, and just because we're on Facebook Live as well, the question is a question related to relationships and meeting your soulmate, and when you're going to meet your soulmate. Is that correct?
Yeah, if I've already met him. And if I haven't, when would I be meeting him?
Sure. Okay, so we'll just tune into that question and keep your questions coming, keep your calls coming. Let Kim, she's the expert on love, so I'm going to have her go first when she's ready. But it feels like she's already, it feels like Jill, and I love your name. That's my mom's name, so just give you a shout out on the name of Jill. To me, it feels like you've already met your soulmate. It feels to me intuitively that the soulmate is already in your life, and what I love about that is a lot of times great relationships start off as friendships first and then move into a more romantic style. So do you have somebody in mind or a good friend that you're you didn't maybe think about, that you're maybe looking at things a little bit differently?
Well, there was there's two different guys. There's one that I've dated for 2 years. He's a little bit younger than me, and I feel like he is, but I kind of feel like we do things differently. So we're not actually together right now, but we definitely love each other. And then there's another guy that I had met between our ups and downs, and that's more of a friendship right now than it occasionally is romantic, but he lives a bit further away, so mm-hmm. I don't get to see him as often.
Jill, who is the – is there a gentleman with dark hair around you? I'm just seeing a gentleman with dark hair around you.
Dark hair. That would be the one that's a little bit further away, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, because he's the one who's coming up. I do have to agree with Mark. I feel like the person who's offering you – I mean, when we talk about soulmates, you know, somebody who's going to offer you an opportunity for a relationship – that would be more of a one that would be more long-term. I do feel like you have already met him, and I'm just seeing somebody with dark hair. So,
it's dark but grayish.
What's that?
It's dark but grayish.
Okay, that's okay. We'll take gray, too.
So he's seasoned. Okay. He's had some experiences.
Yeah. Anyways.
He's not around me too often, so I don't know if you see him around me a lot, but we talk more on the phone than anything at the moment.
Okay. Well, why don't we do each one of these? Are you okay with doing each one of their first names? It's just when
sure,
I see clairvoyant, when I see clairvoyantly, I'm seeing somebody with dark hair around you that's feels very close in proximity to you, somebody that you've already, you know,
and
know.
I'm getting a shorter name.
Like that. That's,
I'm getting a shorter name.
Okay.
I'm getting a short name with him as well.
Okay. Well, the younger one that I was with for 2 years, his name is Andy. And then the other man that I met, his name is Brian. And he's more of my age.
Well, Andy's my husband's name. Okay. Well, that's funny. All right. Okay. And so let's just see here. I don't know, Mark, if you want to chime in, but I can take a look at each one of them for you.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm drawn to the Brian energy. And I know you said that Brian was the one that lives a little bit farther away, correct, Jill?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I'm drawn to his energy, and I like the friendship around this. I know that it's friendship slash A little bit of romance, but I see that the distance can actually close between you, so it establishes more of a relationship. I just went to the Oracle deck real quick just to see what kind of energy, and I got the dreams coming true. So it's a number nine card, so pay attention to the nine energy. Last year was the year of the nine. Now we're in the year of the one of 2017, which is all about new beginnings and new foundations, but it's the dreams coming true card. I'll hold it up on Facebook Live so people can see what card I'm working with. But it's a nine, and it's really you hold the destiny in the palm of your hands. And that energy with Brian just feels, it feels like a really good relationship, and it feels like a good friendship. And it also feels like I've already, going back to your original question, I feel like you've already met your soulmate. So I don't feel like the soulmate's coming. I feel like this soulmate is already in your auric field and your area of life. So, Kim, what are you picking up?
Yeah, well, I'll start with the Brian too. He feels very grounded and stable, and which is going to be good and helpful for you because, let's see, what's going on around that? Because that's important for you, grounding and stability. That you can count on him, that he's reliable, and also that he's consistent. I feel like he's going to be consistent if you haven't already experienced that with him. And I feel like he's a safe place for your heart to be. That's how it feels. And that's, I feel like what he's going to be presenting to you. He is, I would say that, I feel like he would welcome what you, he would welcome you sharing your feelings with him, how it is you're thinking and feeling about this connection. That I feel like would be nice for him to hear. He would like that. And so Andy, I feel, on the other hand, has, his energy feels like it's kind of dwindled a bit anyways. Like there's not so much there, not a foundation there to build on.
No, there's you're right on that one. And is he gonna like come, like you think he's gonna call me? And like right now he's not really, he's kind of mad because I broke up with him, and I would like to at least be friends with him, you know. And is you see us becoming friends again at least, or?
Do I see Andy becoming friends with you again? I don't feel that right now. I don't feel he's ready for that. And I feel it'd be too difficult for him. Like, you'd be asking him to switch from one set of feelings to the next. And I don't feel that he's ready for that, or that it'd even be good for him. And it'd
Right,
also be
I
kind of
agree.
unfair to him. Yeah. So, I don't feel that he would be able to see you as a friend right now. He's just not there. And the other thing is, I'm getting from you, Jill, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I'm getting that you're not really looking for a friendship in Andy, you know, because he could just be this wonderful, terrific friend to you. I don't feel like that's what the intention is. I feel like it's more security, like I want him there for my own comfort. Okay, so that would be prohibitive to your own growth too, in the direction that you're needing to head in, would be to hold on to Andy for comfort reasons.
Okay.
Okay,
And you know
so.
what, he and you know what, him and my son have a very tight relationship, so it's kind of like I feel kind of bad for my son, and he does contact my son with just fishing pictures and like things they've always had in common that we would all do together. So it's like Andy's holding on to that, but I feel that being a mom, it's nice that, you know, I'm in the picture as well because I'm the mom. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to talk to your mom, but I'm going to talk to you. I mean, I don't know. So there's kind of like a little bit of, you know, she's reaching out to my son
Well,
and not
all
me.
it is I'm getting is that it wouldn't be a healthy dynamic there for either one of you, because you're needing to move on. There's new ways in which you need to experience growth, and Andy's not going to give that to you because that's kind of come full circle already. And also, right. likewise for him. You see, so it would be comfortable to have him kind of hanging around just because it feels nice and comfortable. That's what I'm getting from you. Okay, but it's not ultimately healthy. Okay. All right, it's not altogether healthy. You're need to head down a new direction. And so Brian would be we feel that you've got a soulmate that you've already met, and Brian feels like he presents an opportunity for you, and I've also seen him in my vision with dark hair, which you've confirmed that's Brian. So that's where we're gonna stick with Brian for now.
Okay, so let me ask you now, Brian, like, he comes and goes and he's not very consistent right now. Like, I don't really know what he's feeling. Like, I mean, I've sent him flowers, I've reached out, you know, and he says he's going to go to dinner, and then, like, sometimes we'll do the dinner, and then sometimes he'll stay with you dinner, and then he doesn't call. So I'm really confused. Brian is – I would love Brian to be my soulmate, and he is, like, the only one really in the picture, but – I mean, he is very much
but we're not looking at Brian as, you know, the last one standing, so he's the soulmate. You know, both Mark and I are picking up on he's already in your life, and I saw mm-hmm. him with the dark hair. So just allow things to unfold, and also I want to leave you with making sure that you communicate what it is your intentions are, how it is you're feeling, what mm-hmm. it is you'd like to see here. How it is you're thinking of
That's
this
That's not going to scare him away. So that won't scare him away.
Speak from your heart. If it scares okay. him away, it scares him away. That's not for you to worry about. Speak from your heart.
You're right.
Come from your heart.
My grandma used to say a closed mouth never gets fed. So.
Right. You are correct, and you guys were great. Can I just ask you, like, when do you think that you might actually come together as boyfriend?
Well, we're going into break right now, Jill, and then we have to take our next caller. Okay, so thank you so much for calling in, and we're wishing you just all good things.
Thank you, Jill. Have a great day.
Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this hour is about you, the listener. So be sure to call in with any questions you might have. If you're looking for a reading, we are here to give guidance today. You can call live 202-570-7057. Join us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. There's people wanting to join in. I'm assuming that's because they've got questions for us. Excellent. We are doing a Facebook Live in addition to this, so there's a lot of moving pieces here, so bear with us if things feel not as smooth as they could at times, but I think we're pulling it together, Mark. Here, you're manning the technology side of it, which is always a good thing. It's not me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we do have some questions. We do have people who have called in with questions and writing in with questions. If there's just a topic that you want Mark or I to cover, we can do that too. So, so this hour is about you. All right. So, Mark, where are we with callers and questions?
Okay, so right now, no callers standing by. Again, if you want to call in, the phone lines are open. This is our open phone line show, open lines to talk with you, the Inspired listener. So if you want to call in, 1-202-570-7057, you can post your question. We do have a question posted on the closed Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio. This is going to be from Jean in California here. Let me get to this comment here, trying to track the comment.
I think it's Janet Gleason.
I'm sorry, Janet. It's Janet. Yeah, it's kind of a combination of Janet and Jean. So Janet Gleason is asking, I'm radioing in from Santa Rosa, California. We just had a devastating fire here. There has been so much loss here in Santa Rosa and the Napa Valley from wildfires that raged through our area. Would love advice on how to console and bring hope to those who have lost so much. And I know there's a lot of people missing right now with these fires. I last report, over 500 people are missing. People have already been killed by these wildfires. And I know that the state of California has declared a state of emergency. So there's a lot going on in the world. So what I would say is first start with the mindset, as far as just even having a positive mindset for being there for people, from your just the mindset. Make a prayer list, getting communication. We have the technology with Facebook, and people can mark themselves safe in the area. Open your house. I know that a colleague of mine is actually opening up her house down in California to people that might need shelter. If you want to get involved, go volunteer. Red Cross, handing out food and water, shelters. That's a way from an empathic response to get involved and to help those that have been impacted by this horrible fire. And, just a lot of things going on in the weather, Kim. Just, major storms in Puerto Rico and Houston, and now California is on fire. So, get involved, do what you can, come from a place of love and empathy. I always like to say be kind, caring, and compassionate for our fellow neighbors. And get involved whatever way you can financially, or if you have a skill that you can offer to volunteer, whether it's building things or just even handing out a bottle of water. That would be what I would do if I was down in California. Kim and I do this radio show because this is our way of trying to give back and be in service to others, to be in service to our planet, to bring inspired living on a daily basis here through Facebook Live and through the internet radio. That's what we're doing. That's our role. And so, Janet, I commend you, and I hope that you can jump in and really lend a helping hand. It takes takes a village, and many hands make easy work, and just sending thoughts and prayers and blessings to everybody that's been impacted by these horrible fires in California and the past storms from Puerto Rico to Houston, and anybody else that needs it, we'll add them to our prayer list.
So, Janet, thank you so much for listening. Janet is actually my sister-in-law, so it's nice to have you tuned in. Yes, I also see that my mom has joined. Hi, Mom.
I call her Mom family. I've never met her in person. One day I hope to meet her in person, but hi, Mom.
So Janet, this is definitely a challenging time. A lot of people have been affected by this, and certainly, you know, my home state of California, something that we go through on a yearly basis, especially with the water shortage. Everything is so dry at this time of year, and so it's not uncommon for California to have these fires every single year. Mm-hmm. So we all have to pull together every single year and love and support of one another. And, you know, in times like this, Mark, I think what you said is so important, whether it is you're getting out there and volunteering or helping somebody out. When you talk about consoling people and being there, helping them through tough times, you know, one of the things that I think is always very healing is to be present for someone. So if somebody comes to you in a time of need, that's one of the greatest gifts that you can do, is to be present with them. So whether it is they're wanting to share their emotions, what their experience was, and they're needing somebody to listen with an open heart, boy, I'll tell you, that is something that can do so much for someone, whether it's through a, you know, an event like this was a natural disaster or the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or, you know, whatever. Let's face it, we can have all kinds of challenges and obstacles come up in life. And so no matter what it is you may be going through, but perhaps, but as it relates to this particular question, the folks up in Northern California who've lost a lot and seen destruction around them because of that, just to be present with someone, to let them know that you are there for them, to listen to them, to extend love to them, boy, that can do so much to help encourage, to help inspire, to help reinstate feelings of hopefulness so that people feel that there are hope and that they are loved and cared for and supported along the way. That's all any one of us wants to know, is that we are, or feel, is that we are loved and supported. So that's my greatest, I think, contribution that I can give in terms of a response of how one can help, aside from all of the great suggestions that Mark had. So I will leave it at that. But I will add to that you know, I just did a video too on YouTube, which was a meditation that one can do at any time. It can be a shorter version. It can be your own version. It can be the version that I created, where you can emanate love, be love, and spread love, and you can do it through visualizations and things like that, where you'll actually feel a lot better because you'll feel like you made a difference. And you know what? You did make a difference just through that easy process. Because sometimes there's only so much that we can do. I'm in Virginia. You're in California, Janet, but the family's pulled around you in love and support. And so things like visualizations for people who can't actually be there, and prayer, another thing, also very important and helpful. I know I did that once, where we were seeing all the violence and just tragedy in the Middle East, with, you know, some of the different terrorist groups and stuff. I just felt so helpless all the way here in the States. It's like a whole nother world that just feels so far removed from my comfortable surroundings here. It's like, well, what do I do? What can I do? And I sat down in meditation, and I did this just beautiful meditation and visualization where I was seeing some of these places in violence and the people that were being hurt and stuff. Everyone's wellness is being restored, and communities were coming together in love and support for one another, everybody living in harmony. And I could see this in my mind as I was visualizing these places in the world. And I'll tell you, I felt so much better after that. I felt like I made a difference. And when you do things like that, you do make a difference because everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the way that that we can contribute in our own way. So
yeah.
Hopefully that helps, Janet. I'll give another example. You know, I was having a conversation with my mom.
So, we do have a caller that's called in here. So just for the sake of time before we go to our third
yes,
or final
let's
break.
Take her call. Let's take a call, for
let's
sure.
Let's get it looks like it's Marshall from Florida. Marshall, you're on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. How are you today?
Hi, Marshall.
Hi. It's your intuitive prospectors.
Hi. Thank you for listening.
So it looks like we have some feedback. So if you're listening to the radio live, if you could just turn that down, hon, that's going to help with the feedback because we're getting feedback coming through.
Okay, is this better?
That's much better. Much, much better. Thank you
so much
for that.
Yes, no problem. So today, I love you guys, by the way, so positive and inspiring and so real and authentic. I love it.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Thank you
for that.
Boy, you
well,
just put
you.
A big
Thank
smile.
You
Thank you.
So the reason for my call today is my son, I'm looking for some guidance, a intuitive perspective other than mom mode, because I am emotionally attached. I am not seeing the things I think I should be seeing.
Okay. And as far
What's
as
your son's name, Marshall?
Brady. Brady Kramer.
Brady. And what mm-hmm. exactly, what kind of guidance are you looking for with Brady? For Brady? For you, for Brady?
Mental. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mental clarity. He's 18, and he is just struggling with some things. And
okay, so
Marshall, hold that thought. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to take your question, take a look at what's going on with Brady. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And our caller today, Marshall. So one moment here, because... So Mark is actually manning our Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay here.
And I think he's forgotten.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey,
I'm
Mark.
Back.
We're back.
We're
okay. All right. So there's a little bit of some feedback here, and we got a lot going on here. Okay. So Marshall, you want us to take a look at Brady. Now, is there a specific question that you have around Brady? Because when I tune in to Brady, when I ask him how he's doing, he's not feeling so good about himself. Will you recognize that?
Yes, yeah, that's really, yes.
What it comes down to, you know, he's having a real, there's an inability to see his importance in the world right now, that he makes a difference, that somehow he matters. And so that's what's going on with him at a personal level, a mental and an emotional level, is that he feels like he doesn't matter, or he's having a hard time seeing how he matters.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, so you understand that.
That's correct. So I was looking for clarity for the mom mode because, you know, we are so emotionally attached to our family, and so sometimes, you know, you can not see it as clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
The other thing too, real quickly, is I'm getting he's feeling like he's not fitting in group settings. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you going to
something
to that?
We just have a comment from Janet for our posted question, and I'll get to that here in a second. We have another person that's wanting to call in. But as far as Marshall, I'm getting the different perspective. I'm getting that 30,000-foot perspective. I know that you have the worry of the mom, and I always like to say worrying means we suffer twice. So we're already here as humans suffering on the earth plane. So when we add more worry to that, that just makes it that much more difficult. So I'm actually hearing to take the higher 30,000-foot perspective. Being, you said he was 18, correct? Did I get that age right?
Yes. Yeah,
18,
close to 19. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go back to when you were 18 and 19, and then think about the world that you lived in. His world is a lot different than our world when we were 18 and 19, right? There's a lot more going on. A lot more. It's faster. Yep. There's more social media. There's more 24-hour news. So just have some patience and get that 30,000-foot perspective of what you may not be seeing is what I'm hearing, because I feel exactly what Kim is. I'm tuning into what Kim was saying psychically as well, is he just at times feels like he doesn't fit within, you know, like a square peg in a round hole kind of energy about him, and that can, you know, give – you know, can isolate people. And so if you can, you know, do something with him, maybe just have a mom and son go to the show and have a, you know, a thing of popcorn, or go on a mom-son date and just spend time and just let him, you know, communicate what he needs to communicate without, you know, the motherly worry, which, you know, all moms have. And see if that just helps. But communication and expression can go a long way for our journey. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, Marshall, I'm just going to add to that real quickly here, okay? Then we got to get to the next call. All right, so like Mark said, I was getting, don't express your worry. Like, you know, I'm so worried about you. What's happening? We want to come from a more encouraging perspective, all right? And one of the things that I'm getting is going to be important for him is for him to understand where his interests lie, where his passions are, what it is he's good at. Mm-hmm. What interests him?
Yeah.
So I would, from your perspective, be really helpful to encourage him to identify, be a part, a support system for him to identify where his interests lie so that he can redirect his focus from not fitting in and feeling unimportant and all those kinds of things to a more productive place to focus on and identify where his interests lie. That's going to make a big difference, and he's going to see he's going to feel connected to something.
Mm-hmm.
So help him in that way, all the while being encouraging and supportive, not coming from a place of worry, because that feels very heavy. That energy feels very heavy, and we want to create a light a lightness to it. There's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot that life has to offer, and help him connect to life in that way. And I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for calling and for being an inspired listener. Mark, we've got somebody else on the line as well.
We do. We have another caller. Marshall, again, thanks so much. And just remember, worrying means we suffer twice. So let us know how that goes with Brady. And thanks again for your call. We've got Leanne from Florida. We've got a lot of Florida callers today. So Florida is hot on the map for all of our callers. So let's bring Leanne live to air on Inspired Living Radio. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you. Well, you know.
Welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. What's your question, my dear?
Thank you. My question is, I was laid off a few weeks ago, and I'm kind of just starting to lose faith, I guess. It's been like a while. And I'm just kind of getting concerned because it's one of those things where that's happened and everything's kind of been a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of trying to be positive, and I'm struggling.
Okay. Yeah, it's so it feels to me, Leanne, that these domino effects that you're feeling is actually a transition for the better. It's creating a new pathway for you. And I'm actually seeing with you, I'm seeing the caterpillar that goes through the cocoon phase, which isn't easy, to become the butterfly and have that different perspective. Kind of what we were just saying with our last caller, of having a different perspective. Dr. Wayne Dyer talked about this all the time. When you start to look at things differently, the things that you look at start to change. So to me, I would embrace with an attitude for gratitude for what you do have in the current moment, and don't get lost in the energy of, you know, I lost my job, it's another domino effect, because your vibration is going to give that off, and it's just going to continue with that domino effect, versus embrace it, the transformation. What can you do to become this beautiful butterfly? And really, it feels to me as actually, I know in your perspective it feels negative, but it actually feels to me like growth and a transformation, which growth isn't always easy, but you'll look back at this and say, I'm kind of glad I don't have that job anymore because it put me on a new path to do this. Kim, what are you picking up?
Yeah, Leanne, right? Leanne.
Yeah, Leanne from Florida.
Yeah, you know what? This is actually being soul-driven, because I'm getting that job you were in was you were feeling stagnated.
Mm-hmm.
There's stagnation there. You understand that?
Yeah.
So you outgrew that. Your soul is ready for something different. It's ready to be challenged, and it's ready to be recognized. You must have not been recognized in the last job you had.
not particularly.
Well, I mean, it's like you want to be valued because you are of value. And that really wasn't happening in the last job, all right? And the energy was stagnant because of that, because you weren't growing. It was like a mundane or a creature of habit kind of thing, day in, day out, same
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. Would you understand? Yeah.
Grandma
so,
day.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're on to bigger and better things for you, okay? So, like Mark said, this is not something to be looking at as, oh, I got laid off and there's a domino effect and the world is coming down. It's actually just starting to open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So change, you got to shift your perspective on that. This is being driven by the soul because you'd outgrown that last job. All right, so.
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, when we've outgrown something, boy, in my own experience, the universe just jumps in and things take care of itself. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm getting 2 months, and over the next 2 months, it's going to be a very important time for you in terms of doing, excuse me. Okay, I just coughed. Are you not I feel like there's an opportunity for growth in terms of you speaking up for yourself. Would you understand that? That's not something that comes to you. Yes. All right, that's where that cough came from. So the throat chakra is going to be clearing
Speak
up
your truth.
And you're going to be speaking your truth. You're going to be speaking up for yourself. Okay, so that's coming for you too in terms of growth, all right?
Awesome.
So, okay, over the next 2 months are going to be pivotal in this transition period. That's what I'm getting. And let's see here. I don't get that you necessarily have to worry about, you know, how am I going to make it through? It's I don't feel like that's something you have to worry about. Just focus on what you'd like your next step to be. So you're moving from point A to point B into a place that's going to offer you, it's going to be more in alignment with who it is you are, mm-hmm. who it is you're becoming, where it is you want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so these next 2 months that's are going to be pivotal in that process for you. A lot of growth for you in the next 2 months, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Leanne, just to confirm that I pulled the numerology deck and New Beginnings card came up. So I know it's backwards on the video on Facebook Live, but the New Beginnings, mm-hmm. we're in the year of the one, which is 2017 from a numerology standpoint, which means new foundations, new beginnings. Enjoy that that process. And if you get stuck in the with the mindset of the future or the past, stop, take a breath. Listen, be in the present moment. That's where the magic is. So that's going to be our last call for today. Thanks again, Leanne, for calling Inspired Living Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. And I just wanted to point out, Janet said, very helpful for her question, tuning in and listening, being present, visualizing and sending love and taking action as a volunteer. I can do all. Great idea. This does help. I love your show. You too. Thanks so much. Janet, you're very welcome. And that's Inspired Living Radio. Open phone lines. We're already at the end of our hour, Kim.
I am so disappointed. I feel like we're just getting started, Mark.
I know. We'll do this again.
And I want to give a shout-out to the state of Florida. Woohoo!
Yeah,
Thank you for being with us today. Everybody else, too. And also the state of California. We had a lovely question come in from California as well.
Yeah.
And we just want to send you love, love, and more love until next week.
Until next week.
Bye.
Inspired Living Radio, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste, everybody.
Namaste.